I've coached nearly 100 women about their screen time, and here's what I've learned. Women actually don't care about their screen time. They care about those things that are impacted by their screen time. Their ability to be patient with their kids, the growth of their business, having time to pursue their creative dreams, their relationship with their husband, the inner peace that they feel, their confidence in themselves, their connection with God, their friendships, not missing out on their kids' childhoods. I'm Alex, and I'm here to help you find inner peace, enjoy true fulfillment, and be fully present. Welcome to the Mindful with Media podcast. I am so excited to have Megan Pinkney here today. And so will you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit, both like personally and also your business?
Yes, totally. I'm excited to be here too. So my name is Megan, like you said, and I run the Goal Getter Girls. So my handle is Goal Getter Girl, but I'm the Goal Getter Girls for all girls and women, specifically in reaching their personal goals. So I'm a goals coach. Is what I do specifically with Christian women. I'm a Latter-day Saint, and so I do include that a lot in the things that I share and the things I teach, because I just think it's all so included and so connected. And so that's something I talk about a lot in reaching our personal goals and becoming our best selves. I'm a mom, so I have a almost 2.5-year-old, and then I'm due in July with my second. So I like to stay busy in motherhood, but I'm so lucky I get to be a stay-at-home mom right now, which I love. So when I'm not pregnant and feeling a little better, I love running and hiking and just all the fun things. Right now, I can't do a lot of those things, but I enjoy baking, cooking. We also love camping and outdoors as a family, all sorts of things.
So fun. So I want to, specifically talk about like goals for business owners. And I actually think this will be a really helpful conversation for me because truthfully, I grew up like very into goals and into like, I don't know, I just thought it was fun setting goals. But then I would say the last like, I don't know, several years, I've been almost like anti-goals. I think because probably of the way that I was using them was not correct. So I'm actually really excited for this conversation today. Help me get in a better place about goals, both for myself, but then also to help my audience just with, goals around business. First, I want to start off with talking or just asking a question, like, why is it important for business owners to spend time working on themselves?
I love this question because I think a lot of times anyone that really anyone in any role will make an excuse to not work on themselves in a way that they feel like it's selfless. Like they'll be like, well, I'm just dedicating this time to my business. I'm dedicating this time to my family. I'm dedicating this time. I take care of my mom or whatever it is. So I can't take care of myself, or I don't have the time. I don't have the energy, the resources, because I'm spending them other places. But really it's the opposite, because when we're willing to work on ourselves, and sometimes it's not even time, it's more just intention with the things that we're already doing. But when we're willing to put that work into ourselves, we're going to show up better as business owners, as mothers, as members of our community, as whatever roles you're in. When you're able to show up as the best version of yourself, you're going to be able to give so much more. You're going to be so much more present, so much more passionate, energized. Your cup is going to be full. Like you're going to have so much more to offer in your current roles, and you'll probably even be able to take on more roles as you work on yourself. So really like working on yourself in this way, not like self-care spa night every night, but like really doing that, fill your cup and help you to be the best version of you. Like that is the most selfless thing that you can do in any of those roles, as a mother, a business owner, whatever it is, because you'll have more of you to give to other people.
I cannot agree more. And I think I've worked through that a lot for myself, like especially in my role as a mom and a caregiver. And so when my son was, he was like, my kids are 18 months apart. So it was when he was like, I don't know, 1.5 and a few months, and my daughter was like 2 or 3 months old, we hired a regular babysitter. And I had to work through so much to to be okay with that. And it was, it's exactly what you're talking about, where like I suddenly got to a point where I was like, I am not showing up as the mom that I want to be. And so I really need to have some dedicated time for myself so that I can actually be a better mom. But it felt like initially, like I'm neglecting my kids. I'm like, you know, having somebody else taking care of them. But I totally felt like it really has helped me when I'm with them. Like I can be totally with them and actually like, I don't know. Yeah. Through them. But I think I'm working through that with my business, because my business is so fulfilling for me. And I think most moms who have their own business, it's that way, because it's usually like you're choosing to do it. You know, it's like a fun thing. But I think it's easy to have like all of my spare time go to my business and like, you know, just kind of like always chasing that next thing in your business. And I don't know, always working on things. So I feel like this is a good reminder for me to be like, okay. And I feel like I've been working on this, but still like, just dedicating times to not work on my business. And I do feel like when I have more space and time, instead of always just like kids business, then I have more ideas and it actually like serves my business in the long run. Anyway, totally. Totally agree. Okay. I would love for you to talk about how can you find your personal vision and why it matters?
Okay. I love this. This is one of my favorite things to do in one-on-one coaching. Is like really get clear on like someone's personal vision, because it can be so different depending on who you are and what you want. And sometimes we feel like our vision should be a certain thing. Like we all should drink 8 glasses of water a day, and we all should eat, you know, eat the same healthy foods and sleep for 8 hours. And like, we're all like, this is the vision of who we all should be. But like really like digging into like who you are and what you need and what you want and what you prioritize. Like finding that vision is so key before you've even set any goals, because you might be setting goals to reach some vision of someone else without even realizing it, if you haven't really taken the time to find your own vision. And one of the ways that I love to like walk people through that is walking them through a day in the ideal version of themselves. Like from the moment that they wake up, like what time is the best version of you waking up? And is that person like waking up to an alarm? Are they waking up to their kid crying? Like there's no right or wrong answer. Like when does the best version of you wake up? And then just going through every step of the day. Like what is the best version of you eat? What's the best version of you wear? You know, like just the little things. What does the best version of you prioritize? And then once you can see that vision of the best version of you, not on your ideal day, maybe there's some things that go wrong in your day. It's the ideal version of you in any given day. And how you act, then finding that vision first before you set goals, that helps you to really find like your why behind your goal and set more meaningful and productive measurable goals towards that vision. Not something that you like saw on social media that you feel like you want to try, because those things can be great too. But like the real meaningful, like deep personal goals will be reaching that version of you, which I believe is who you were designed to be, who you were always meant to be, who you really are. Without all the fluff and stress and overwhelm that sometimes comes, is like this version of you that you already are. Like, you know who she is when you think about it. When you think about, you know, what the best version of you eats for breakfast, like you already know, like if that usually something pops to mind of like, oh, this, like this makes me feel good. It makes me happy. It makes me feel productive. And then focusing your goals around that. And anytime you set a new goal, refer back to your vision and be like, is this getting me to this version of me, this version that just feels good and has good days, even in hard times? Like finding that vision can really shift your perspective of goals and help you stay motivated when you're like, why am I doing this again? Oh yeah, because I want to achieve this version of myself, like the best version I can be.
Interesting. I actually really like that, because I was thinking like before this interview, like I literally did a training, I think it was at the beginning of the year, when like there was all the things around goal setting about like why I don't set goals. And what I called it, I think I called it like how to make radical changes without setting goal. And that's kind of what, backtrack. I was thinking about like why I didn't like setting goals. And I think it's because in my experience, sometimes I get so focused on the goal itself that it's like it becomes the end instead of like the means to an end. So I love that, that starting with your personal vision of like, what do you even want? Like, what is, yeah, what, why are you doing this? Like, why are you drinking 8 glasses of water a day? Or why are you eating whatever breakfast? Like, just remember, yeah, I love that. Like, keeping the end in mind instead of being so caught up with like the thing itself, like whether or not you're doing it.
Totally.
I love that. Okay. So with that vision in mind, with your personal vision, what do you recommend on how to set measurable goals?
Totally. So I use a method where I set goals in 4 different categories. And it's actually something that I developed over years. And then the church actually came out with something really similar. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I was like, this is what I do. But they did add a category that I didn't have. So initially I had physical, spiritual, and emotional were my 3 categories that I landed on.
Cool.
And then the church came out with social as well. And emotional, they changed to intellectual. And I now actually phrase it as mental. So there's been a few tweaks there. But the 4 I
created. Okay, that's so cool.
Physical, spiritual, mental, and social. And I think one of the reasons I didn't have social is because I am totally game to like work on myself and be my hype woman and then never leave my house. But I realized that I needed to set social goals too, and that that was an important aspect of my life that I've maybe been lacking in. And so I really think that all 4 of these categories really connect and tie together. And they really, just like being the best version of you will impact how you show up in each of your roles. How you're doing physically is going to affect how you're doing mentally. And how you're doing mentally is going to affect how you're doing spiritually. Like, they're all connected. And the more like well-balanced we can be, like, you wouldn't think it, but having like good social relationships is going to help you improve your mile time. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? It's all so intertwined and interconnected. And so setting goals in 4 different categories, and these are the measurable goals. So these are the ones that are totally concrete, non-negotiable if you did it or not. It's not, I want to be a better friend. It's, I want to reach out to 3 friends this month, or I want to, you know, something really specific that you can measure. So I set goals in these 4 different categories. And then with that, I pair it with affirmations. So we'll talk a little bit about affirmations in a minute, but so setting yearly goals, I think a lot of people do, like setting their New Year's resolution. But I think a key in actually achieving those and staying motivated all year long is setting monthly goals in all 4 categories. And so I actually use like a goal setter is what I call it, that helps me keep track of my goals. And I try to review it every single day. So I'm reviewing my yearly goals and my monthly goals every day. And sometimes the monthly goals are measurable goals that are kind of like a bite-sized piece of a yearly goal. Like, one of my yearly goals is to read 12 books. I'm trying to get into reading a little more. So one of my monthly goals every month is to read 1 book. So like, you know, it's like a bite-sized version of my
goal. Cool, yeah.
But other times, it's just like, okay, like this is the month before I have a baby. So one of my physical goals right now is to have a 10-minute like labor prep stretch every night. So that's not necessarily part of like a bigger goal. It's just like what I need right now in this moment. And so setting goals that way like helps you to adjust your goals month to month. It helps you to break down your New Year's goals so that, you know, in September, you're not like, shoot, I said I was going to read 12 books. I read 0. So that's a lot more, you know, like it helps you to like stay on track with your goals and feel motivated month to month with the different things that you have. Because as human beings, we're constantly like fluctuating in our desires and our motivation and all these different things. And so setting monthly goals will help meet you where you're at. Maybe your January goals were really good and you met them all because you were feeling that like New Year's fire and you reached them all. And then maybe by like April, your goals are a little bit smaller, but you're being consistent. You're setting your goals. You're showing up for yourself. And like, that's going to be way more impactful in the long term anyways than setting big goals all the time and trying to like wear yourself out really and feel burnt out by your own goals, like adjusting them. Maybe like some months it's going to be a lot less than other months, but that's why setting them every single month can help you to stay on track and stay consistent within those measurable goals. Does that all make sense?
Yes. And I totally love that because I totally agree where it's like, my life is so like, it fluctuates so much that the idea of setting a goal for a year, I'm like, what? It just feels like, yeah, like way too much. The other thing I was thinking about, I mean, actually just thinking about this like last week, because in January, like, even though like the world is setting goals, like I'm still in like, I don't know, just that winter mode of just like more slowness and things like that. But as the weather's been getting warmer and it's like the growth time of year, this is when I'm like, ooh, like I want to start doing this and I want to start doing that. And so I don't know how that relates at all, but I just have been thinking about like, I don't know, just doing goals differently, I guess. And just leaning, I guess kind of more like you were saying, like your desires change and just leaning into like what you want and coming back to that personal vision. Like, what do you even want?
No, totally. I feel like that's why monthly goals like has totally shifted my perspective, because the person that you were in January is not the person that you were today. And that's never true. The person that I was yesterday is not who I am today. Like I've had the break, you know? And so like that's all reflects my goals and what I set. And that's another thing I love about the four categories too, is like maybe in January you're in this like slow mode and your goals might be more like spiritually focused. Maybe it's like,
yes, yeah,
diving into the scriptures. And then maybe you're like doing that really good for a couple of months. And then by like March, you're like, I feel like I need to move more. And so, you know, your spiritual goal stays like, I want to still do my 10-minute scripture study, but I really want to incorporate like 30 plus, maybe 40 minutes of exercise 5 times a week or whatever. And like your physical goals, you might have like 4 or 5 physical goals and 1 or 2 spiritual goals, you know, and that's okay for it to like go back and forth. That's how you find balance throughout the year, is by focusing on different things at different times throughout the year. Like it's not focusing on everything equally all the time.
Yes.
What you need right then, and then readjusting and reevaluating every month. Like, okay, I'm doing really good in that, but I feel like I haven't connected with my spouse as much and I really want to work on date night. You know, like it's going to constantly
love like, that. Yeah. Just the ebb and flow. Yeah. I love that so much. Something like I would love to discuss is, I think it can be easy to base your value on how you're doing with your goal. What advice do you have, or I don't know, thoughts you have on this topic of like how to use goals to help you progress, but not use goals to like beat yourself up or become so like obsessed with them that they negatively impact you? Does that make sense?
Totally. This is another reason I love monthly goals, because like maybe your goals are just too big. You know, like some people I meet with them and they're like, this month I'm going to launch an entire business and run a marathon and like travel the year. Like they just have like these huge goals, like, and they're like, and I want to do this every month and continue it for my whole life. And I'm like, wow, like I want that for you too. Like if that's within your like, then like go for it. But a lot of times, like maybe you'll set your monthly goals, and if like by the end of the month, you're like, I didn't hit a single one of these goals. Like, okay, then the next month, let's scale back and let's look at what you're doing, what you really want to be doing, what you prioritize the most, and start with simple goals. Like start with simple habits.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, and a lot of times even with people that are already that like go-getter personality, you're doing so much. And sometimes what you're doing, like you need to write that as a goal with a little checkbox next to it so that you can already see like it sounds silly, but maybe you're like, make my bed every day. And you're like, I already do that. But by the end of the month, you're going to be like, yeah, I make my bed every day. Like, check. Like, that is something that I do. Then not everyone does. Like, we all have our different things that we do. And so recognize what you're doing always. That's one of the things in my goal setter, too. At the 6-month mark, I have a little, 6-month review. Like, and part of it is, what have you accomplished this year that wasn't a goal? Because there are always things that you're accomplishing and doing and completing that we never even set our minds to, but we did, you know?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Put our energy towards it. So I think that, you know, adjusting your goals and reviewing on what you're actually doing can be helpful. And then as well as affirmations, I feel like ties into this. And using affirmation with your measurable goals, because sometimes you won't reach these concrete measurable goals that you set. And that's where affirmation can really help you remember your vision and your why, and remember that your effort is really all you're shooting for in the end, right? Like sometimes we have these goals, but like the journey is like what you're in it for. Like that's where the real progress and even fulfillment, when you remind yourself that that's where it should come from, is the progress, not the result. And so using really powerful like self-talk and I am statements can really help you with that. I don't know if you want to talk, like just dump into affirmations or what.
No, yeah, totally. Well, two things really quick that you made me think of. Oh, just like you said, like even if you like don't complete any of your goals, it's not about completing the goals. It's about, yeah, like you say, the progress and the learning that comes from going for your goals. It reminds me, we're doing the 1000 hours outside challenge this year. And Jenny, the founder of that, she always said, like, even if you fail, you win. Because even if you're like trying to spend 1000 hours outside and you only get however many hours, you still spent time outside with your family and had fun and made memories. It's like, it's not about the 1000 hours. It's about the time outside with your family. You know, it's not about the running the marathon. It's about the getting into habits and taking care of your body and the endorphin, you know, and like the way you show up because you exercise. Like, it's not about the goal in and of itself. And then the other thing I was thinking as you were talking is just, I feel like for myself, I can feel a difference if I'm setting a goal because I want to be more, like I'm not enough already. So I'm like, oh, if I run this marathon, then I will be worthy or I'll be better or I almost like my value is tied to achieving that goal, where I feel like I can set the same goal but feel different, where it's like, I'm doing this because it sounds fun and I want to and I want to progress. But I know that even if I don't reach that goal, I'm already enough. I don't have to achieve that to become a better person. Like, I am worthy as I am. So with that, I would love to dive into the affirmation because I think that's where you're getting with this. But yeah, yes. Tell me more about affirmation.
No, and that's like exactly what an affirmation is, right? An affirmation is like setting that measurable goal of like, I want to run a marathon. And then like, I mean, I don't set an affirmation with every single goal, but like, just like you said, the affirmation with that is like, I am enough as I am, and I'm working for a better version of me, you know, like then when you're not hitting that goal, when you like, I signed up for a half marathon and I was training for it and then I couldn't do it. And like, part of me was like, failure. I was late. I was out there, girl, and I didn't do it. Like, I had to back out. It wasn't safe for me and my baby. Like, what the heck? I was feeling so like disappointed. But like, my why, or even like my affirmation behind that is like, I'm taking care of my body and I want to have a healthy pregnancy. Like, that's what the goal really was. Like, the like one that you can put on paper that looks nice and neat was that I wanted to run a half marathon. But the reason behind that was because I was doing something I enjoyed. I was taking care of my body. I was trying to stay healthy. I was staying active during pregnancy, which are all things I can accomplish without accomplishing the measurable goal that I set for it.
Yes. Okay. I love that so much. And especially that example and that story.
And so that's like, that's why that vision is so important. Like, I had to really like fall back on my vision of like, okay, well, the best version of me, what is she going to do when she can't run the half marathon? Like, what is she going to be like, this is stupid and give up and like give in? Or it's what can I do? And I started like YouTubing like chair workouts. Like, I could actually do that were within my power that did meet, you know, staying active and doing my best and all those good warm buddy things.
And your why behind the goal of like, you wanted to be healthy for yourself and healthy for your baby. I just love that, where it's like, it wasn't healthy for you and your baby to run the half marathon, even though that's what you thought would keep you healthy. You like, totally. That's so cool.
Like, it wasn't in alignment anymore. Like, it was originally, like, it was great. It was running. And then suddenly, like, very quickly, actually, it wasn't the same thing. Like, being healthy and running the half marathon were not the same thing. And to me, being healthy is way more important than getting a t-shirt, you know, like.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, no, like the baby is like, actually, like, I care way more about this.
Yeah.
And so with affirmations, like, I don't actually write affirmations for every single goal. But it can be helpful in times like that when you're like looking at like, okay, like, why am I so disappointed that I didn't reach this goal? What was I actually working towards? Like what qualities, what attributes was I working towards? And then as a general rule, I set monthly affirmations that just help me with the month. And sometimes I keep them month to month. I'm like, yeah, I can still use that one. And like, I have some memorized because so my affirmations, I write them in my goal setter, which I look at every day. And then I also write them down in a journal and I try to say them out loud. I don't always do that when there's someone else around because sometimes I feel silly. My like, husband's working from home and I'm like, I have been changed. Like one of my favorite affirmations that I've used a lot of times is I am the wife and mother I've always wanted to be. And so like saying that out loud with my husband around feels a little silly because I and he might be like, Ellie, like this is what you always wanted to be. But like being that every day and then looking at my goals, like I'm the wife and mother I've always wanted to be. And then looking at my measurable goals of writing in my journal, reading my scriptures, working out every day, it like takes on a new meaning. Like I'm doing it because I'm the wife and mother I've always wanted to be. Like I need to be the best version of myself for them. So.
I love that. With affirmations, how do you like, I don't know how to say this another way, but like, how do you believe the things you're saying?
Totally.
No, that makes sense. Because sometimes I say things and I'm like, this is just silly. Like, I just feel dumb saying this. But like, do you have any advice on like how to believe the things you're saying?
No, I get that question a lot, actually. So it's something I've kind of pondered. And I do think that when you're doing it right, it should feel a little silly at first. Like if you haven't done affirmations or haven't ever loved affirmation, then when you first start doing them consistently, it almost should feel silly. Like you should be stretching yourself a little bit. But if it just feels like completely unbelievable, like like you're like, that's not who I am. Then like sometimes that means like you should scale it back and look at like, okay, let me find something that I do believe about myself. Like maybe you're like your affirmation of I am punctual and show up on time. You're like, I'm not though. I am late everywhere I go. I'm never on time. That just isn't true to me. Well, are you consistent? Maybe your affirmation is I am consistent and I prioritize what's most important to me. And maybe that's not being on time right now. Maybe that's not your affirmation.
Yes.
If your affirmation right now is I'm consistent, every day I show up 15 minutes late or whatever it is, you know, focusing on those positive aspects that you can believe about yourself. Like, well, I am doing this. Like sometimes it comes to our physical attributes. Like if saying like, I am so beautiful and my body is worthy of love and acceptance, for some people that's so far out of reach. And so for an affirmation, like find one thing that you love about yourself. Like, I love my eyelashes and I embrace them, you know, like starting wherever, something small and then building from there and just getting that little stretch where you're like, that still feels awkward to compliment myself or that still feels awkward to acknowledge the good that I am doing. Like, that's okay if it feels a little silly. And then just stretching yourself so that you're constantly like, getting more comfortable talking about the person that you want to be and that you can be. Like, I genuinely believe that anyone can become anyone that they want to, and they choose who they are every single day. Like, maybe today you are going to be your affirmation and you're going to nail it, you know? And so you got to keep like pushing yourself and stretching yourself, even when it feels silly, because telling yourself every day, I'm the wife and mother I've always wanted to be versus I am always fighting with my spouse and I never give my child the attention he deserves. That's not the mom I want to be. And telling myself that isn't going to make me a better mom. But reminding myself, I'm the wife and mother I've always wanted to be, then maybe in the middle of losing my crop, I will have that come to my mind because I've said it so many times. And I'll take a deep breath and I'm like, okay, that wasn't the wife and mother I wanted to be. So who could I be right now? And I'm like, okay, let's start with an apology and a hug and, you know, like, affirmation, because it will become part of that natural self-talk after so much repetition.
Yes. I love that so much. That's something that I have done with my clients is just, if they don't believe something or the, you know, the affirmation, I don't usually use that word, but if they don't believe the affirmation, it's like, okay, let's work on those underlying beliefs. Like, what yeah, what do you believe? What shifts can we make in your beliefs that you actually believe instead of, yeah, just like saying something to yourself that you don't actually believe? So I love that. I'm just like, yeah, stretching it, but like shifting those underlying beliefs. And like you say, just the power of words. Like if you are always saying, oh, I always blow up at my kids. I always do this. I always do that. It's like, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like the more you say things, my husband and I talk about this all the time. I'm just like being really careful of like what we say. And it's something I'm actively working on. But like, even like how we want to view finances, where I think we used to always be like, oh, like that's so expensive or this is so expensive or whatever. And it's like, you know, like, I don't want to think that's expensive. Like, I don't want to view life that way. I don't know. So just, I feel like that's a little different, but just, yeah, just being very aware of like the things you say about yourself and about others and about the way that you live your life. It's really powerful. Like it impacts you more than you think.
Like I always say, you're already using affirmation. Everyone's already using them. You're probably not loving the affirmations that you're giving yourself, but you're affirming beliefs. I am so tired. I'm so exhausted. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so overstimulated all the time. I'm always behind on the laundry. All affirmations. Are they affirmations? Are they affirmations that you want? Is that like something that you want to be and become? Probably not. And so like flipping those into, I'm feeling tired, so I'm going to prioritize my energy today. Like, you know, like what can you do? Like, where can you put that? That's what you want. That's who you want to be. Like, yeah. And
I love that. You're already using affirmations. You just don't know it. You just, okay, that's good. Okay. So I'd love to talk about like kind of taking the things that we've talked about and how can someone apply both like the personal vision and goals to their business?
Yes. I mean, I think it's all connected, just like the four different categories. Like if you run and operate a business or you want to start a business, like that's likely part of your vision. And if it's not, maybe you should think about why you're starting a business, you know, like really evaluate, like, is this something that I want to do or continue doing if you already have a business, like making sure it's in line with your vision. I think sometimes it can be caught up in like, because I feel like I need to financially contribute instead of this is what I really want to be doing, you know, like finding that passion and making sure it's in line with your vision will remind you why you're putting work in, which is important when you're already busy with a bunch of things. Like remind yourself why you're doing it, why you care about it, why you get excited about what you do. And then from there, like you can set personal goals that will help you directly with your business too. Like while we should work on ourselves and that will naturally affect our business and the rest of our lives, you can include your business in your vision, in your goals, in your affirmation. Like if you are a coach of any kind, like put that in your affirmations when you're really working on your business that month. I am an influential coach to hundreds of people, or I am going to reach one person today. I am, you know, whatever it is that you're like, I really want to do this. Like include that in your goals and in your vision. And that energy that you're creating from your personal goals will transfer into like your vision for your business as well. And you can do a whole like, you can set your personal and your business goals, you know, like, and have just totally like a business affirmation, business monthly goals, business, all these things. One thing though, that I'll mention with goals that I haven't mentioned yet, is that when these things are measurable, we need to make sure they're always, always in our control, 100%. And so setting a goal, like I want to reach 5,000 followers, not in your control. You could say, I want to post 5 times a week in your control. You can do it. And hopefully maybe you're hoping to have more followers, more reach, whatever it is, but like hoping for like setting even financial goals, I think can be sometimes a red flag because again, you might be tying your worth to them and you can't influence them. Maybe you're saying, I'm going to make $1,000 in sales, $10,000 in sales. But in reality, you can choose what you post, where you focus your time, who you're reaching out to, what connections you're making, but you can't press that pay button for somebody else, you know? And so when setting goals specifically in business, it's important to remember that you're setting goals in your control, 100%. doesn't require anyone else to accomplish those.
I think that is so important. And it actually, one of my first business mentors, and she was talking about this. I think I was working on some offer or something and had wanted to have some goal for how many people like join this offer. And she just recommended, like, instead of having a goal for how many people join the offer, have a goal for how many times you talk about the offer. And that was so helpful for me. So I even had like a spreadsheet of like talking about it 100 times. And so like you say, that was something I could control and it would influence how many people signed up, you know, but yeah, I love that. Like focusing on things that are completely in your control. And it just feels better too. You know, it doesn't feel good to control things that are outside of your control.
Yes. Like staring at a sales number and like refreshing it and hoping and praying that like people are going to buy it. Like that feels so like helpless. Like there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
Like looking at like your posts for the month or whatever and being like, okay, like this posted really well. I can post this. I can share this. I can. It gives you like an action item behind the goal. Like having a goal that you can't directly work towards, like that's going to end up feeling really like frustrating and scary. Like it's not in your control. You can't choose to achieve it, you know?
Totally. And this is something that I end up working with my clients who, because I focus on business owners who use social media and just how it's really easy to get caught up in like the external results of like, well, my content was doing well, but like now I'm not getting as much engagement. And it's like, it's not about that, you know? Like I like to only look at the insights of my posts, like either a week at a time or a month at a time to see like what people are responding to, like as data, but not as like a description of my value. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect. A measure of success. It's like data for what's going to work, but not a measure of success. Yeah,
totally.
Exactly. Totally. Love that. Okay. If somebody only takes one thing away from this call today, what would you want them to take away?
Probably that working on yourself is selfless and it's never too late to start ever. Like you can start Happy New Year. There are 365 days between now and next June 5th. Like now is a great time to set some goals and sit down and like give yourself and the people around you the version of you that you deserve. Like you deserve to be so happy with who you are and so happy with how you're showing up. Physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, like you deserve to love yourself. And like that might feel crazy or weird or silly or even ostentatious to say, but like you do, like you deserve to love like who you are and you're worth working towards. Even if you feel like you're starting too late, there is no such thing. Like jump in and give yourself the attention that you deserve.
Okay, I love that so much. So beautiful. Where can my listeners find you and how can they work with you?
So my Instagram is goal.getter.girl and my website is goalgettergirls.com. So that's where you can book any like coaching sessions with me or get one of my goal setters. But I'm on Instagram, so anyone can send me a DM or connect with me over there, comment, and we can connect that way and see like what would be most helpful for them.
Okay, perfect. I love that. Yeah, I definitely recommend following Megan. I've been following you and I love your content. It's very uplifting and real. So highly recommend following Megan and I'll link those in the show notes as well, your Instagram and your website.
If you feel like your life is good, but it could be better, I would love to chat with you. The only way for me to explain what I do is for you to experience it. You can sign up for a free coaching session using the link in the show notes.